amidst the mysterious veil that covered the sun during the eclipse of 2024, many wonder about the events that will follow. Stories echo, predicting the mobilization of the National Guard, a movement not without precedent. We recall that after a similar phenomenon, the New Madrid geological fault line split, unleashing a monumental earthquake. Among whispers and theories, some believe that this event could be a prelude to the great and feared Day of the Lord, a time prophesied by Joel, cited in Acts 2 verses 17 through 21. In this biblical passage, a divine promise resonates with hope and warning, and in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This verse speaks of a time of profound transformation, of visions and dreams granted to the young and the old, a pouring out of the Spirit that transcends generations, genders and status, promising salvation to those who seek refuge in the name of the Lord. The wonders in the heavens and the signs on the earth foreshadow a day of greatness and glory, challenging our understanding and inviting humanity to reflect on infinite power and mercy. As we delve into the revelations and mysteries of the eclipse of 2024, we are confronted with the possibility of being on the brink of events prophesied for millennia. The biblical mention of a darkened sky and a moon tinged with blood, anticipating the magnificent day of the Lord, is not just a poetic image, but a sign of times of profound transformation. Joel speaks of a period of tribulation, a time not yet manifested, according to the words of comfort and warning from Jesus. In Luke 21, Jesus describes a scenario where celestial signs precede a state of distress and perplexity among nations, stirred by the roaring sea. This eclipse could therefore be seen as a prophetic milestone, a prelude to the last days, suggesting that there is still more to be revealed. It is crucial, however, to maintain a balanced perspective. The Bible encourages us to be attentive to signs and wonders indicative of the end times without fixating our attention on a single event as the definitive prophetic sign. Wisdom and discernment should guide our prayer and reflection, helping us to piece together the puzzle of biblical prophecies. Jesus warned about the dangers of deception, the emergence of false prophets, apostasy, as well as great signs in the heavens, earthquakes, famines, and pestilences. All these elements, when considered together, begin to outline the prophetic landscape of the end times. This video or narrative serves as a reminder to carefully observe the signs of the times, not with fear, but with a deep understanding that we may be experiencing a uniquely prophesied era in the Bible. When we explore Jesus' warnings about the coming of the Son of Man, we are led to reflect on the words of Luke 21, verse 25, where he speaks of signs in the sun, moon, and stars, accompanied by the distress and perplexity of nations before the raging sea and its waves. This is an invitation to deep contemplation in light of an imminent phenomenon that captures the imagination of both scientists and theologians alike. Consider the fascinating description by the Washington Post of an upcoming total solar eclipse, a celestial spectacle that will turn day into night. For approximately 4 minutes, a strip of Earth will experience sudden darkness, from northern Mexico to New England. The temperature will drop significantly, silencing birds and insects, while plants reduce their food production and nocturnal animals, confused by the sudden darkness, begin to move. This event is not just a total solar eclipse, but a reminder of the rare beauty and power of celestial phenomena, something that will not recur in the United States for 2 decades. This phenomenon presents two intriguing perspectives. For science enthusiasts, it is a once-in-a-lifetime spectacle, an opportunity to witness the extraordinary celestial dance of celestial bodies. For those inclined towards biblical prophetic interpretation, this event can be seen as a divine sign, perhaps a warning, reflecting scriptures that speak of signs in the sky before significant times. The Harbinger Daily, in an approach that intertwines prophecy and history, raises a fascinating perspective in an article titled 2024 Solar Eclipse, Coincidence or Final Warning. They highlight an intriguing pattern, two solar eclipses forming an X over the United States, a phenomenon not new in the tapestry of American history. This pattern was observed in the early 19th century, with the first solar eclipse occurring on June 16, 1806, followed by a second that completed the X on September 17, 1811. This sequence of events preceded the New Madrid earthquakes, the most devastating in recorded U.S. history, which shook the Mississippi Valley and were felt in areas as distant as New York, Boston, Montreal, and even the capital, where President James Madison and his wife Dolly witnessed the vibrations. With over 2,000 tremors felt in the Midwest, and between 6 to 10,000 in Missouri, where New Madrid is located, no other earthquake in known history lasted as long or left as much destruction. This correlation between celestial phenomena and catastrophic earthly events serves not only as a reminder of the unpredictability of nature, but also as a call to reflect on the possibility of deeper messages embedded in these events. Whether these cosmic signs are coincidences or divine warnings, they invite us to contemplate our vulnerability to the forces of nature and to ponder humanity's place in the vast and intricate design of the universe. Reflecting on the New Madrid earthquakes leads us to consider the potential implications of the upcoming solar eclipse on April 8, 2024. These seismic events are among the most powerful ever recorded in North America, with magnitudes that redefine the understanding of natural disasters. The question of whether the conclusion of an X in the heart of the United States by this eclipse could portend new catastrophes is inevitable, and casts a grim outlook on the future. In light of these considerations, the question that arises is, how should we, as children of God, interpret and react to these signs and events? Luke 21, from verse 25 to 27, offers us guidance. There will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and here on earth the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. People will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth, for the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. This passage is not a call to fear, but an invitation to preparation and understanding. The biblical prophecy, with its multiple layers and facets, is like a vast puzzle. Each piece, each sign, has its place and meaning within the grand scheme of scriptures. These moments of apparent turbulence are not meant to despair us, but to encourage us to seek wisdom and discernment. In the final part of this series, the message focuses on a thought-provoking reflection on the signs of the current times, pondering over technological advancement and its prophetic implications. The mention of Revelation 13, verses 16 and 17, leads us to a profound interrogation about the potential emergence of the beast system, where all, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, would be marked on their right hand or forehead, a requirement for buying or selling anything. This mark, whether the name of the beast or the number representing its name, hints at an era of unprecedented control over financial transactions and personal identity. An article published by Modern Diplomacy titled "Cash Now Extinct as Citizen Use Implanted Microchips Instead" serves as an echo of these concerns, illustrating Sweden as a case study at the forefront of adopting digital currency and microchip implant technologies. With over 4,000 Swedes already using implanted microchips to carry out daily activities like paying for train fares and groceries or accessing offices without keys, society is swiftly moving towards a cashless reality. This transition to a unified, cashless global monetary system raises significant questions about privacy, freedom, and control. The idea of an electronic chip replacing physical currency and functioning as the proverbial mark of the beast sparks a crucial debate about the balance between technological innovation and individual liberties. In concluding this deep reflection on the signs of the times and preparation for the future, we consider the complexity of the current scenario. Society, with its growing technological capabilities and cultural transformations, seems to be becoming the ideal stage for the figure of the Antichrist, as described in prophetic scriptures. This figure, a symbol of challenge to faith and divine sovereignty, poses an ultimatum: to swear allegiance and participate in society as established, or to refuse the mark, a key to economic participation, and face isolation. Luke 21 verse 25, describing signs in the sun, moon, and stars, complements this narrative with a vision of distress and confusion among nations in the face of disturbing natural and celestial phenomena. The description of a total solar eclipse by the Washington Post, marking the afternoon of April 8th as a period of transient darkness and change, resonates with these prophecies. This celestial event, besides being a scientific spectacle, is interpreted by some as a divine sign, a physical manifestation of prophetic words warning of the coming times. Faced with these observations, two distinct perspectives emerge: a scientific one, seeing in the eclipse a rare opportunity to witness a significant astronomical event, and a prophetic one, reading in the same celestial signs a harbinger of spiritually important events. This duality reflects the tension between the rational understanding of the universe and the search for meaning beyond the visible, between science and faith. This moment is an invitation to discernment, to look beyond the immediate and consider what such events may signify in a broader context. Whether it be a solar eclipse or the implementation of technologies that alter how we interact and exist in society, we are called to reflect on how these signs align with prophetic understanding and what they tell us about the world we live in and the future we are building. Reflection on the actions of the super-rich in the face of apocalyptic events presents an intriguing look into the inequalities and fears of contemporary society. The Business Insider report, highlighting investments in luxury bunkers and accounts of figures like Mark Zuckerberg acquiring vast stretches of land in Hawaii to build self-sustaining bunkers, reveal a preparation for extreme scenarios that blend the desire for survival with a quest for isolation and security amid luxury. These narratives, which include underground bunkers equipped with self-sustaining energy and food resources, metal doors reinforced with concrete, and other features typical of constructions designed to withstand catastrophes, point to a broader phenomenon. They reflect the growing trend among Silicon Valley elites and beyond to invest in preparations that not only ensure survival, but also maintain a high standard of living, even in the worst imaginable circumstances. This behavior raises fundamental questions about society and the values that underpin it. While some have the means to try to shield themselves against potential catastrophes, the majority of the world's population lacks access to basic resources to face present crises, let alone future ones. This prompts us to ask, do the wealthy truly know something the rest don't? Or are they simply exercising their ability to prepare for the worst while they can? The belief in divine protection against calamities and final judgments finds echo in the words of Revelation 6, verses 15 and 17, which depict a scenario where the powerful and the humble of the earth seek refuge in the depths of the earth, trying to hide from the face of the one on the throne and the wrath of the Lamb. This moment of despair and recognition of divine sovereignty reminds us that, in times of judgment, there will be no physical refuge capable of offering protection against divine wrath, reinforcing the idea that true security lies in faith and trust in Christ. This biblical scenario starkly contrasts with the human attempts at self-preservation mentioned earlier, such as the construction of luxury bunkers. The apocalyptic narrative reminds us that, at the end of times, earthly distinctions of wealth, power, and status will mean little in the face of divine power. The message is clear. True preparation for any future event is not so much a matter of physical resources, but of where we place our faith and trust. The discussion of Disease X, as described by the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations and the World Health Organization, underscores the unpredictability of future challenges and the need for global preparedness. Though hypothetical, Disease X symbolizes the imminent risks of unknown pandemics, underlining the importance of a collective effort to enhance readiness and response capacity to public health threats. The prospect of a hypothetical Disease X and the gathering of global leaders to devise action plans highlight an increasingly interconnected world, but also one deeply anxious in the face of uncertainties. The mention of Luke 21, verses 9 through 11, serves as a powerful reminder that as we confront wars, uprisings, natural disasters, and pandemics, such events, though alarming, are part of a larger panorama preceding significant changes. This biblical text encourages us to remain calm and not succumb to fear, even as the news around us may incite panic. Instead of contributing to a culture of fear, we are called to be beacons of hope and serenity amidst the storm. This teaching is particularly relevant in a time where anxiety and fear seem constant, fueled by incessant reports of crises and calamities. As Christians, or as people of faith, our response to the signs of the times should not be panic, but rather a reaffirmation of our faith and trust in God. This does not mean ignoring the realities around us or the gravity of the situations we face, but rather facing these challenges with a posture of faith, actively working for solutions, and offering support to those around us. This approach challenges us to look beyond fear and consider how we can positively contribute to society in times of crisis. Whether through supporting public health efforts, aiding those in need, or simply maintaining a calm and reassuring presence, our role as bearers of hope is crucial. In times of uncertainty, our ability to maintain peace and offer spiritual guidance can have a significant impact on those around us. The central message of this passage is a powerful reminder of the foundation of faith, the belief that God is the only entity worthy of our fear, and that trusting in Him frees us from the fears imposed by the world. This principle resonates deeply in a time marked by global anxieties, such as the fear of large-scale conflicts, exemplified by the American Psychological Association's research revealing the prevalence of the fear of a world war among Americans. This collective perception of imminent danger can easily infiltrate everyday life, casting a shadow over moments of peace and family togetherness. However, the Christian perspective offers a reassuring counterpoint to this anxiety. The encouragement to focus on Christ as a source of peace and protection, instead of succumbing to the fear of potential global disasters, we are invited to place our trust and hope in God, who cares for us ceaselessly. This teaching does not suggest a denial of risks or legitimate concerns regarding world events. On the contrary, it acknowledges the importance of being informed and prepared, but without allowing fear to dominate our state of mind or dictate our actions. True faith implies a serenity that transcends external circumstances, sustained by trust in divine protection and love. Living in constant worry about global developments can lead to a waste of life, consumed by stress and panic. In contrast, faith offers a perspective that alleviates these fears, reminding us that despite the apparent turbulence around us, there is no need to fear. Our lives are secure in the hands of God, who holds supreme power over our destiny.